all your beautiful people. Welcome back to the Secrets of the Phoenix. My name is Nanda, and as you know already, in this podcast, we talk about Harry Potter. So sit back, relax, and let the magic begin, because the Chamber of Secrets has been opened. How are you guys doing today? I hope you are having a magical, whimsical, beautiful day today. If you remember, in our last week's episode, we were talking a little bit about Harry's classes, what classes he was taking, and we left off where he was on his flying class, when they were learning to fly on brooms, just as a good witch wizard would do. And we also talk about Neville's reminder, because Neville reminder is something really important in this episode. If you remember, we left off when we talk about that Draco Malfoy found Neville's reminder on the grass, and he took it, and then he started saying some bad things about Neville, and of course, Harry got angry. He was really, really angry. So, basically, when Draco took Neville's reminder, and he was talking about Neville and that he was so silly and everything like that, he was really pissed off. And then Harry approaches him and he was like, "Gave it to me, Malfoy. That reminder is not yours." Then Draco, it's like, "No, I'm not gonna give it to you. We will wait until Neville find it." Why does he don't look for it at the roof? Like, can you imagine at the roof? One poor kid finding his own reminder at the roof of a castle. That's really, really, really insolent. So, of course, Harry was not going to allow that to happen. So then Draco started flying around everybody on a circle, and then he was like, come here, Potter, do you want this? Then come and get it. And then Harry was, of course, starting to get more angry than he already was. So Harry was going to go on his broom when Hermione stopped him, and he was like, and she was like, "Harry, do not even think about it. Do you listen to Madame Hooch? And you didn't even know how to fly." So then Harry go on his broom and he started to fly without knowing how to do it. He just went there to get back his friend's reminder. So when he got to Draco, they were face to face. They were standing in front of each other. Harry was like, "Give it to me, Malfoy, or I'm going to drop you out of your broom." So Draco find that hilarious. He didn't thought that the perfect Mr. Harry Potter would dare to do something like that. So he was laughing at him, and he was like, "Do you want it? It's yours if you want it." And then Draco put all his hand back to his ear, and then he threw away the reminder. The reminder was floating in the air. So of course, if Harry didn't catch it, the reminder could broke, it could fall into the grass and it would be nothing. So Harry, as soon as he saw that Draco Neville's reminder, he flew the fastest he can to get that reminder. So he was flying so fast, and he could catch the reminder. He catch it in front of a window. It was Harry in front of the window, and he catches the reminder. But we have to notice, we have to point out that Harry didn't even know how to fly. He haven't even take a broom in his life. He didn't know about that, and he was flying so fast, and he was able to catch the reminder that was also going so fast. So that was something really impressed. So we can admire that Harry was like really good at flying, even though he hasn't never done it before. But unfortunately, he catch the reminder in front of a window. I told you that it was in front of a window. But this window was no other than Professor McGonagall's office window. So when she saw Harry on a broom, flying, catching something without the permission of Madame Hooch, of course, any teacher would be surprised, and any teacher would be like, what's going on here? And that's exactly what Professor McGonagall's face revealed. She was like, what's going on? She even took off her glasses and was like, what did I just see? So she approaches to the window to see a little bit better what was going on. But Harry didn't saw her because, like I said before, the window was behind Harry, so he was given the back to the window. And then when he catch it, when he was like, oh, I got it, he went back to where everybody was full of joy. They were jumping of joy. They ran towards Harry, and they were like, wow, good job, Harry. Everybody was so excited. And of course, Harry was so excited because he has never done that before. He was never, ever, ever being congratulated like that before. Anybody was like, good job, Harry. Anybody was like that to him. So when he went back, when he again land on the grass, on the ground, he was running towards his friends, and his friends were running towards him. It was a really cute scene because they were like full of joy, and they were shouting, and everybody was so happy, and everybody was seeing Harry as a hero. So when Harry approaches his friends, when they were like surrounding him in a circle, and Harry was, of course, in the middle of the circle, and everybody was like, cool, good job, Harry. And everybody was congratulating him. Everybody was giving some palms. They were like, good job, Harry. They were applause everywhere. They were hitting Harry's elbow like, that's it, Harry. Everybody was so excited. And, of course, Harry was too. He saw that as some victory, we can say it. But guess who was not happy? Draco was like, he was doing a phase of, okay, yeah, whatever, I don't care. Because, of course, he was mad. He didn't thought that Harry would get the reminder or anything like that. But everybody's joy, everybody's happiness, everybody's good environment went down when they saw that Professor McGonagall was approaching, and when she arrived with where the kids were gathering around in a circle, she was like, Harry Potter. And Harry was like, uh-oh. So, and she was like, come with me. But she was so serious. Of course, she was serious. Everybody was like, oh my God, what's going on? So Harry was like, oops. And Harry went with Professor McGonagall. And Harry, of course, was scared. Ron and Hermione were scared. Professor McGonagall was so serious. And the only one that was enjoying it was Draco. Draco was bursting in laugh. He was like, ha 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 ha. He's going to get expelled of Hogwarts. He's going to, you know, a lot of bad things were happening in his mind. But what do you think it happened? Do you think Harry was expelled? Do you think he, I don't know, maybe he received some kind of advice, maybe? I don't know. What do you think it happened? Do you think what happened was something bad? Or was it something good? Or what do you think it happened? Well, we will see that in the next episode. But for now, mischief managed.